Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah, Mitzvah Hashem, learning on a pace to finish by Purim. We're holding at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Beis on the last line. See what it says. I'm quoting our pasuk. Vayomer Hamelech leHaman Hakesef Nasun Loch. The king Achashverosh said to Haman that this money is yours. Last time we spoke about that they were both quite interested in destroying the Jews and this deal being made to them, Haman's convincing him that there's nothing for you to get out of the Jews, you can get rid of them, it's not worth anything. So he offered him 10,000 shekels, and Ahasuerus said back to him, you keep your money. Yeah, Kesef Surah. Well, Allah spoke to Benachon, this nation do to as you please. Tosa says over here, I mentioned it last time, that a Kesef is Gematria Ha'etz. Yeah, that was already Rem is going on over here at this point, that Haman's downfall is going to be through being hung on a gallows. Kind of interesting that Rem is came through the words of Ahasuerus, but that's how it was. Minishmaim, that's Ashkach. So, Amar Rabbi Abba on this pasuk, Mashal da Ahasuerus v'Haman l'ma davar dom. What is a comparable parable to the case, the discussion of Ahasuerus and Haman? Yeah, l'shnei b'nei adam to two people, l'echad hayel hotel, v'sochadeo l'echad hayel hotel. One had a hill, a mound of dirt in his field, and one had a ditch. The ditch, person who has a ditch, is saying to himself, "Me, tain li, tel zeb damim." Someone could sell me that mound over there with for money. That'd be great. Tel Amar, the person with the field that has a mound in it, says, "Me, tain li charitze damim." Who would give me this ditch over here for money? That'd be great to take care of all my dirt. The yamin is dag vuzay tzozeh. So they met up eventually. So the one with the ditch said to the one with the mound of dirt, sell me your dirt. He said back to him, take it for free, why not? Of course, I'll get rid of my problem, you'll get rid of your problem, everybody will be happy. We need to say Ahasuerus was clearly, from this answer that he said back to Haman, keep your money, do whatever you want, he obviously hated the Jews just as much, if not more, than Haman. He was happy to have him out of the way. So the Gemara, the king took off his signet ring, and gave it to Haman to do as he pleased, because the person who has that ring has the control in the kingdom. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Kahana Gedola Hasaras Habas Yosemi Arbaim Rishon Nevim, the Sheven Nevius. Yeah, the removal of that ring was more effective, was bigger, more effective for moving the Jews to Tshuva than the 84 Nevim and the 7 Nevius, which we'll talk about shortly. Shinisnabel and Yisrael that prophesied for the Jewish people. Shekul Lechziron Lemutav, they all were unable, at least in a complete way, to bring them back to tshuva. Ilu asaras tabas echzir lemutav, but this removal of the ring scared them and was able to motivate them to do the proper tshuva to save themselves over here. Obviously, it doesn't mean the Nevi'im and Nevi'us didn't do anything. Obviously, they were effective, but it seems to be in some way this is more effective on a general scale. Tan Rabban says the Braisa. Arbaim Mishon Nevi'im, Mishav Nevi'us, Nisab Elohim Yisrael. 48 prophets and seven prophetesses prophesied for the Jewish people. Lo pachso he never took away or added anything onto the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. Now Rashi already brings Kasha Reva Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah happened already when there weren't Nevi'im. Yeah, it says over here. Ner Chanukah var Pascha Nevi'im. But in Mordechai's days, there were for sure were Nevi'im already. Rechaga Zechariah Malachi, Mordechai himself. Yeah, so that was the time when they were around and they added Mikra Megillah. Different Mepharshim say that other things, there are other mitzvahs added by there's seven mitzvahs there about in this Erevin, this Halal, Tila Sadaim. Even though all those other things where it makes some sort of gedir, or some sort of zecher on already existing midaraisa mitzvah, but Mikra Megillah we're seeing was added in a way that was unrelated to any current mitzvah midaraisa. It was added that something the Nevi'im were able to add themselves, not saying that was part of the Torah, of course, but it was unrelated to a current mitzvah. Yeah. So, Gemara says like this. They only added Mikra Megillah. My darsh, where did they darsh to be able to do that? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho. Yeah, he said, and the Bach puts in the words here, Kal v'chomer. They made a Kal v'chomer like this. Umami abdus v'chayrus, Amrin Shira. If you say Shira, seemingly referring to Leil Seder, yeah, we say Shira. They said Shira on the Yam, which is Pashab Shas, where Rashi learns. All learns means halal on Pesach, but let's stick with Rashi for now. It learns that it means they said Shir on the Yam when they got out of slavery. If we go from death to life, the Purim story, we're going to be killed and we survived, all the more so. And apparently the Mikra Megillah seems to be an understood element over here, is a type of Shir, is a type of song. So that should be okay to reenact that story as a way of singing a Shevach of Hashem. Ihachi hal namine mo. Should we say halo then? You're saying song, say more song. Say halo, right? Why don't you say halo? Bach puts in here Amar Rav Yitzchak. If you say ain, omrim halo al neish b'chutz la'aretz. Yeah? Because there's a rule, you don't say halo al neish, it happened in chutz la'aretz. The Gemara says, you see it's Mitzrayim, the neish b'chutz la'aretz, heicham rin and shira. Well, you see it's Mitzrayim, is a neish that happened in chutz la'aretz, obviously. So how do we say shira there? Now, I mean, they said shira liyam, but seemingly here it means halo. But either way, what it means, that seemingly the neish b'chutz la'aretz is not a problem to sing any sort of praises, it's fine. The Gemara says, "Kedatani." The Brisa says, "Ad shlo nichusu Yisrael la'aretz." Before we came to Eretz Yisrael, "Huchshur kol arotzus lomar shir." You could say shira on any nes that happened anywhere else. Mishenichnusu Yisrael la'aretz. Once we came into Eretz Yisrael, "Lo huchshur kol arotzus lomar shir." Then you couldn't say shira on nes that happened anywhere else. What's the difference? So I'm sure a lot of Mefarshim talk about this, but seemingly the higher level of kedusha that is in Eretz Yisrael. Once that is attained by the Jewish people, so at that point to have a nes happen there is something to be celebrated, and a nes that would happen elsewhere once we're in that land is overshadowed by the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Once we don't have Eretz Yisrael anymore, it could be that we go back. We'll see the Gemara just right now. But before we came to Eretz Yisrael, there was no darga like that in Eretz Yisrael, so the nesim that would happen outside were the highest darga that we had attained. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says a different answer, meaning seemingly you could say an ace, and you could say shir on an ace in chutz la'aretz, but by Megillah, by Purim, we have a different thing. The kriya of Megillah is halal, all wrapped in one. There is a halachic nafkami, as I heard a story recently of a person who couldn't get a hold of Megillah, a learned person. He was actually in the Israeli army in the 80s, and there was no way for him to get a Megillah on Purim, and it was in the middle of some sort of important battle. And he said halal, because he could at least do that and be yotzei a little bit of the idea. Rava Amar, Bishlama Hasam, Halo Avde Hashem, Halo Avde Paro. Yeah, I understand why you could say about a nes like Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we say the quote in Halo, Halo Avde Hashem, that you should sing the servants of Hashem, and the diak is, Halo Avde Paro, we weren't servants of Paro anymore. That is appropriate to be said on Pesach. Alahacha, Halo Avde Hashem, Halo Avde Achashverosh, when they say here that you should sing Halo Avde Hashem, not servants of Achashverosh, Akate Avde Achashverosh, we're still servants of Achashverosh, we didn't get out of that kingdom. We didn't get out of that malchus over us. We just weren't killed. So Gemara now says, "Bein l'Rava, bein l'Rav Nachman Kasha." Either way, in Rav Nachman's Akasha, the Brisa said you can't say once it came into Eretz Yisrael, which we had. You can't say halal on nisim that happened in Chutz La'aretz. So what were they mean? They seemingly said you could, just for these other reasons, you don't. Either the kriya itself is a halal, or it was still akate avdei achashir shanan. Right, that price again. Once we came there to Israel, we couldn't say about Nisim other places. Once we came into exile, then it went back to their normal Heksher, you could say a Nisim that happened elsewhere. But Suleika Limura says, is that all Laksi, Vayish Echa Mirasai, meaning say, is there only 48 prophets? It says, Vayish Echa Mirasaim Tzofim. It says there was a man from a place called Ramasaim Tzofim, is the way we're learning now, it's the name of a place. And the drasha is Echad Mimasayim Tofim Mishnisav Lomi Yisrael. This man, I'm talking about Elkanah, yeah, was one of 200 prophets that prophesied for the Jewish people. So what do you mean? What do you mean? There's only 48? Where it says no, we have a tuvo. There are many, many people, many, many prophets. Ketanya Harbin Neviim of them have Yisrael. Kiflayim Kiyotzim Mitzrayim. It says many Neviim stood up for the Klal Yisrael. Twice the amount that came out of Mitzrayim, meaning to say 600,000 men between 20 and 60. So 1.2 million prophets, no problem. Yeah, Ela Nevua Shehutzucha Doros Nichtavo, Shelo Utzucha Lo Nichtavo. A Nevua that was needed for the generations was written down, and one that was not. So we're saying there were 48 prophets, yeah, that prophesied for Klal Yisrael. That's what we're saying. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omar, Adam Ab Mishtei Ramos. He's a different drasha anyway. This refers to a person that came from two hills, Shitzofo Zuzu, that saw each other. Doesn't mean anything about the number of prophets. Rabbi Chanin Omar, Adam Ab Mishtei Adam. Is a person that came from people that were standing at the height of the world. Says that he was descended from Korach. It says that the Bnei Korach didn't die in the whole Mice of Korach, actually. The Pasuk says the Feirsh. Tanami Shem Rabbeinu is a brisa that says, the name of our rabbi, Makom Yispatzel Lehem B'Gehenem, V'Amdu Olav. A certain cleft or a protrusion of land opened up in them, and Gehenem came up, and they stood on that. Mela did not get swallowed up in the ground. Now, the Gemara here doesn't give a list of the 48 prophets. Rashi has a list. The Gra has some notes here that changes part of his list. It seems to be a lot of Rishonim have a different count of what the 48 were. So I'm not going to go through them, just to list a bunch of names. Well, it's an interesting sugya to look into. Why would you count one? Why not others? There are more than 48 prophets certainly listed in Tanakh. There are more than 48 names. That's clear from all these mefarshim. Mara says, Sheva Nevios Maninu, who are the seven prophetesses? Says, Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Hannah, Abigail, Huldah, and Esther. Not everybody would think, not Rivka, Rachel, or Leah, but Sarah then skips to Miriam, not Yocheved, Devorah, Hannah, Abigail, Huldah, and Esther. Sarah, Dixiv, how do you know Sarah? It says, Avi Milka va Avi Yiska. It says that her father was the father of Milka and Yiska is her. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, Yiska zu Sarah. Yiska is Sarah. V'lanam nikra shema Yiska. Why is her name called Yiska? She sach sa b'ruach HaKodesh. She was like bathed, soaking in Ruach HaKodesh. Shnemar kol asher tamari lecha Sarah shema b'kola. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch said b'feresh to Avram Avinu, anything Sarah tells you, listen to her voice. That's, she has a Ruach HaKodesh by her. Davar Acher, another word, Yiska shakol sochin biyofya. Another word of the word Yiska is that everybody would sort of take in her beauty. She was very beautiful. Miriam, diksiv, hanyo Miriam, batikach Miriam hanaviyah achos Aaron. Yeah, it says very clearly, the prophetess Miriam took the drum, and the brother of Aaron took the drum, and she was singing by the Yam. So the Gemara makes a diak now, aga that. So that's already the right that she's a Neviyah, it says it clearly. But now the Gemara, it says, Adiyak v'la achos Moshe, achos Aaron v'la achos Moshe. She wasn't Moshe's brother also. Amir of Nachman, Amir Rav, Shehaisa misnaba, kishihi achos Aaron. She was already having prophecy when she was only Aaron's brother before Moshe was alive. Well, Maris, and she would say, Asida imi shiteli ben shioshia siso. My mother's going to give birth to a son that will save the Jewish people. V'shosh nolad, when he was born, Moshe Benu, esmali kol abayis kul oira, the whole house filled with light. Amar aviya v'nishkal yorosha, her father, meaning Amram, kissed her on her head, stood up and kissed her on her head. Amr La, he said to her, Biti niskai nivuasich, my daughter, your nevuah has been fulfilled. They came and sheishli chululiyor abad, and they had to put him in the sea because they couldn't hide him. Amar aviya v'tafkal yorosha, her father stood up, Amram stood up, and hit her, tapped her on the head. Amr La, and said to her, Biti heicha nivuasich, where's your nevuah, what's going to be? I need to see, and that's what it means. Vati satsava choso meirachok l'dei'o l'das ma yeh v'sof nevuasa, right? It says that she stood by the river watching Moshe go in this basket to know what's going to happen. What's that mean? L'das ma yeh v'sof nevuasa, what's going to be with her prophecy? Yeah. Devorah dixiv, Devorah says, Devorah eshes neviyah eshes lapidos. Devorah was isha neviyah, she was a prophetess. She was the wife of a person named Lapidos, and that was his name. But it says, my Ishis Lapidos, what does that mean about her? Shaisa osa psilos amigdash. She would make wicks that were given to the Migdash. The Rashi is over here, the Migdash wasn't around, but it was the Mishkan that was in Shiloh, it was referred to as a Migdash. Yeah, that was something we get for out of her name, Lapidos, out of the name Lapidos, Ishis Lapidos. Bihoshevis tachas tomer, she would sit under this palm tree. Maishna tachas tomer, why under a palm tree? Amri b'shimim b'nav shalom, mishum yichut. Some halachic concern. This tree, Rashi elaborates, doesn't have any shade that can keep people secluded. The leaves are way up high. So that way, you know, yichud ish, men could come and consult with her, no problem with yichud. However, another word by this, ma tamar zeh. Yeah, this palm tree, emo elo lev echad, is one heart. The heart means it's sap. Seemingly, it's all the way a tree is structured on the inside. It's all one continuous structure of sap there. Af yisoh sheva osu ador lo ay lehem elo lev echad avim sheva shemayim. So too, the Jewish people in that generation were all together with one heart to their Father in heaven. Chana, Dixiv, Hanin Chana is a Nevi, Vatisbol, Chana, Vatomar, Ola, Tlivi, Vashem, Rama, Karni, Vashem. That Chana, Davin, is a song that she sang, and she said, Ola, Tlivi, Vashem, my heart is upraised to Hashem, Rama, Karni, Vashem, my horn is also raised up to Hashem. Rama, Karni, Vloma, Pachi. The diak was that she said, only my Karen, only my horn will be raised up, not my Pach, which is like a vessel, a jar, or something like that. And what she meant was, this is a nevuah, David and Shlomo, Shanimshichu b'keren, David and Shlomo, that they were going to be anointed with the oil, with a keren, the oil will be held in a horn, Nimshichon Malchuson. And their Malchus would continue. Shal v'yehu, Shanimshichu b'pach, Shal and Yehu, who were anointed with the oil from a pach, from a jar, lo Nimshichon Malchuson, that Malchus would not continue, and indeed that's what happened. That was her remez, her nevuah over here. She also said, "Ein kadosh Hashem ki ein botecho." She said, "None is as holy as Hashem. No one else but you." Amar Rav Yehuda bar Menashe, "Atikri botecho." Don't read "no one else but you." Ela liv losecho, that no one wears you out. No one survives Hashem, so to speak. Shelo kimidas kadosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. Hashem is not like people. Midas basar v'dam ma'ase yidav v'valon osam. A human being, when he creates something, or he has children, but the things that come from him, they survive him. They live beyond his time. Obviously, Hashem makes something and then lives past it because he lives forever. What's it mean? There is no rock like our Lord. Ein Sayar Ken Lukein, or it could be Al Tikri Ein Sur, don't read Ein Sur, Ein Sayar, there is no painter like Hashem. Adam Tzartzur Al Gabi Kosel, a person paints a painting on a wall, Ve'enu Yochel Ha'akil Bo Ruch HaNeshama Craving V'nei Me'ayim. A person paints a painting of a person, let's say, on a wall, and cannot put into it a spirit, a soul, innards, intestines, Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzartzur B'tzoch Surah. He paints a painting within a painting. Later, a baby that grows, a fetus that grows within a woman, and is able to put all the innards, all the spirit and everything within him while he's still in there. Okay, so the next part, Avigai, we'll leave for the next time. Maybe